Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can also listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Those are the best ways to stay informed on all the latest show updates. Little Leonard Skinner, Sweet Home, Alabama. You gotta love Skinner. We're not in Alabama, but still, it's a hell of a song. You gotta love it. Last year, we brought you a story about Olivia Gallegos. She was the Wichita State University chapter president of Turning Point USA, who was being attacked by members of the WSU Student Senate. Hopefully, you guys will remember this story. She was being attacked for her conservative beliefs and for attempting to host a Turning Point event on the campus with Morgan Zegers. Well, members of the SGA leadership had gone so far as to even try to expel her from the Senate itself. Last week, Olivia got a little measure of revenge, shall we say. She was elected president of the WSU Student Senate. What a difference a year makes. Joining us now to discuss this rare win for liberty and free speech on college campuses is Matt Lamb. He is associate editor for thecollegefix.com. Matt, thank you for joining us this evening.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and happy Easter.
Yeah, likewise. Happy Easter to you, brother. I called Olivia, congratulated her. Honestly, though, I have no idea how she pulled this off. I mean, what an incredible turnaround. At one point, they tried to expel her. Now she's the president of the SGA.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I used to work for Turning Points. They've got a lot of great student activists, I can tell you. And what's actually even better is we had reached out at the College Fix to one of her opponents, one of the people, not that ran against her, but that had tried to stop her Turning Point Club last year. And, you know, we said, well, because we knew she would probably win because there was only other write-in candidates. And so we said ahead of time, you know, will you work with her? Can you mend your differences? And that girl never responded, but she lost her election. So one of the opponents of the Turning Point Club didn't win re-election to her, you know, student Senate seat.
That's fitting. And, you know, student senators opposing, and I think it was this girl actually, who opposed Turning Points being included on the campus, said it could affect, quote, the safety of our constituents, which was laughable. They couldn't, of course, give any specifics. And keep in mind, WSU still has a chapter of the Socialist Club on campus, but not Turning Point. They wouldn't allow Turning Point. They eventually had to relent because, after all, it's free speech on campus. But it was just so asinine that they went through this whole debacle trying to prevent open and honest discussion of opposing viewpoints. It's so silly. And yet that's what you guys see all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's actually another story of Iowa State University's Young Americans for Freedom group, very similar in goals to Turning Point, you know, free markets, free speech, et cetera. And they actually requested funding for an event. And the student government was going to deny them funding. And then the university attorney told them, yeah, you can't do that because there's this new law in Iowa. Obviously, of course, there's the First Amendment, but there's this new law that says that you can't withhold funding from groups based on their political viewpoint. So I, as the attorney at Iowa State, can't actually let you deny them funding. So they had to give them the money. And it's another great example of conservatives fighting back and asserting their First Amendment rights to free speech and freedom of association.
Well, and we saw that recently with Washburn when they brought Michael Knowles in. But these instances here, for example, with Olivia at WSU, it's really an outlier. It seems these days all we hear about college campuses is the suppression of free speech, but it's only the suppression of conservative speech, right? I mean, you don't hear any opposition to, you know, Pride Day, or, you know, there was recently, transgender recognition and appreciation day. There's no suppression of that, but heaven forbid you want to have a conservative speaker on campus. I mean, I saw the article that you guys recently ran where Alan West, BLM activists, I mean, literally tried to run Alan West off of the University of Buffalo, right?
Him and the chapter leader. And it was it was Black Lives Matter activists who were opposing Alan West.
Who's black?
Calling the event. Right. And so right, get your, most of your listeners probably know that he's a black conservative. And they were criticizing him for what sounds like the talk was fairly standard conservative, you know, talked about fatherhood, family, which even, you know, President Barack Obama talked about, you know, all communities, white, Hispanic, black, bringing the fathers back in and promoting fatherhood and intact family.
Boy, those are sure controversial topics.
Right, right. Exactly.
I mean, it's just, that's so asinine. I was looking through your website, by the way, it's thecollegefix.com. I highly encourage my listeners to go look at it. It's amazing stuff there. But you have a cancel culture database, which details some of the most outrageous stories from across the country. That's where I saw this BLM story. You had a free speech letter that the University of Tennessee student newspaper refused to print. I mean, can you give us some, you know, more examples of some of the most egregious examples you've seen on college campuses?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to thecollegefix.com and then in the right-hand corner, you can see our cancel culture database. We have lots of examples like this, renaming buildings oftentimes, songs that are canceled. I think it was the University of Texas. There's professors getting canceled for, there was a, he was a refugee from communist China, Bright Sheng at the University of Michigan, and he was canceled, or they tried to cancel him. You know, he's placed on leave, and now he's back for showing a movie it was a movie version of Othello, where there is a character who is a Moor and has this actor had to wear black makeup, and he was canceled for showing this, you know, 60-year-old movie. So imagine this guy survives communist China and thinks he's safe in Ann Arbor, Michigan, only to have some sophomore freshman student, you know, get him placed on leave for a couple of weeks.
Because he showed a movie. I mean, this is, it's getting outrageous. I mean, we're used to seeing the stuff at Yale and some of these other Ivy League institutions. One story I found on the website, by the way, again, it's thecollegefix.com. Go there, check it out. I saw the article that you guys ran on, and this is a head scratcher, the 23-campus California State University system has dropped the SAT and ACT standardized tests requirements for its admissions process, citing equity concerns. The move means that no student needs to take standardized exams to enroll in California's public higher education system. So the ACTs and the SATs are now racist. What standard of admissions are they going to use now? A heartbeat? I mean, that's just asinine.
Yeah, and what's actually interesting about this is in many ways, the standardized test, and I'm sure you had to sit through in a hot gym for 4 hours.
Yeah,
times to do each test. You usually take both. Is actually a lot of times these help students that come from poorer school districts
yes.
that are often because they don't necessarily have all the same advanced placement, international baccalaureate honors classes. And by the by definition, the standardized test gives one measure, and it was never the only measure,
no.
but it is important. Can you do, because it does measure your basic math and writing and reading and scientific interpretation skills. And so for a lot of students who were really bright, but you can't compare one chemistry class always to another, but you can compare an ACT score to an ACT score because it's standardized. I mean, that's the purpose of it, is it gives everyone across the country the same test, more or less.
So apparently now California school university system is what, just going to use a pulse? I mean, it illustrates the dumbing down in some ways of the higher education system. And yet at the same time, they're all demanding more money, of course.
Right. Absolutely. And the other issue, of course, that California recently implemented an ethnic studies mandate statewide. So I don't know this for sure, but if I was a speculative person, I would say that, you know, if they add a new course mandate, some time has to be cut somewhere. The day isn't getting any longer. So I don't know if this is, you know, because math scores might go down because now everyone has to read Ibram Kendi books instead of an Algebra 1 book. But if you thought California couldn't get dumber, you just got the answer to your question.
Yeah, that's true. Although I didn't think California could get dumber, but maybe they can. Matt, I appreciate you for joining us again. It's the Cancel Culture Database. It's available at thecollegefix.com. And you're on Twitter at MattLamb22, correct?
Yes, and then College Fix also has a Twitter and Facebook and all that.
Awesome, brother. I appreciate you. Thank you again for joining us this evening. Carry on the fight, my friend. You guys do yeoman's work.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to pay a few bills. When we return, Dick Napinski from the Experimental Aircraft Association is going to tell us about how their organization is bringing the 1928 Ford Tri-Motor 5AT aircraft to Wichita later this month, and how you can sign up for a chance to take a flight in it. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.